Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Nora and Freddie Lang are on their way to the Lang farm where Nora's father, Paul, is lying desperately ill. In Rossville, Penny Gibbs is at home waiting for word from the Langs when the doorbell rings. Penny goes to the door and opens it.
Hello, Penny.
Well, Dr. Evans, come in. Hello, Joe.
Oh, by sending you that book, I provided myself another invitation.
No, you'd be welcome even if you hadn't sent the book. It's a wonderful story I was reading when the doorbell rang.
It's good, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad of that. It was the title that intrigued me. That made me certain it was a perfect gift for you.
Yes, it was a lovely gift. Let me have your coat.
Oh, no, I'll manage it myself. And am I still allowed that special coat hook?
It's all yours.
Yeah, it's this one right here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I wonder if I could switch around that old adage and claim that a man's home is where he has a coat hook.
Isn't the original good enough for you, the one about the hat?
Well, it'll never guarantee me a home because I don't even own a hat.
Oh, gee. Well, come in the living room and I'll let you share mine.
Share your what? Hat or home?
You know very well which one.
What? No fire in the fireplace this afternoon?
Well, the house seems warm enough without it, but I can build one if you like.
Oh, no, no. I wouldn't think of it. Oh, it's good to sit in a nice, big, comfortable chair after driving a car a couple of hours.
How are the roads from Heatherton, I see?
Oh, just a few spots. Nothing to worry about. Penny, about the other night...
Joel, let me say it first. I'm sorry.
No, I'm the one who's sorry. I ought to show your wishes some respect.
No, I was being unreasonable. It was rude of me not to allow you in the house.
A thing like that hasn't happened to me since I was a kid and beat up one of the neighbor's kids, and nobody allowed that Evans boy in his home.
You don't look like the bully type to me.
No, I'm not. And I wasn't. That was the only fight I've ever been in my life. And I won it with a lucky punch. I even think my eyes were closed.
Nope, I bet you were a sweet little boy.
Well, you wouldn't think so to hear my former neighbors tell it. I was an especially terrible example of American youth. Because I was a minister's son and didn't act like one.
Just how should a minister's son act?
Like any other young boy, I'd say. At least, that's the way I acted. What were you like when you were a child, Penny? I've often wondered.
I've often wondered, too. I've heard so many conflicting stories.
You know, I've tried to imagine, and I imagine you as very dainty, very blonde, very sweet.
And I always wore a torn dress from climbing fences, skinned knees from falling down on sidewalks, and my hands were always black and sticky with rosin from climbing pine trees.
Oh, you were a fence walker and a tree climber, were you?
And a knee skinner. Don't forget that.
Seriously, I can't think of you as anything but a completely feminine little girl.
Well, I suppose I was mostly feminine, but they told me I had my tomboyish moments.
In other words, you were a well-balanced, normal child, just as you're a well-balanced, normal young woman.
Oh, I don't know about that. Sometimes I think I'm a case for a psychiatrist.
Don't we all at one time or another? By the way, where is everyone this afternoon? The house seems awfully empty.
It is, with the exception of Valerie. Mother's out shopping, and Freddie and Nora have gone to the farm. And believe it or not, Jed went to the office this afternoon, wheelchair and all.
He has?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's fine.
It was quite an occasion when he left the house this morning. It was his first time out since he's been in the wheelchair.
I'm glad he decided to go back to work. It shows a desire to get back into life in spite of a handicap. And the spirit he's showing is going to be helpful when he starts taking those treatments from me.
When do you think you'll start?
Well, that's up to your stepfather, Penny. I've told him I'm ready as soon as he is.
Well, I guess when he's used to going down to the office again, he'll be ready to start treatments. Oh, Joel, I hope they do him some good. Of course, he hasn't complained about being in the wheelchair, but that's because he hasn't expressed his true feelings.
He has the same stoicism you have, Penny. If I didn't know better, I'd say you were his child.
I feel as if I am his child. Oh, Joel, he's filled a great gap in my life. For far more years than he's been married to Mother.
And even she isn't your real mother. I wonder if that's why you've grown up to be such an independent person. The fact that you've been so long without any real immediate family.
I don't think I'm an especially independent person, Joel.
I do. But I don't think we ought to talk about it, or I'll get into something I've promised myself to stay away from.
Have you really made that promise?
Yes, Penny, I have. And I'm going to try awfully hard to keep that promise, too.
Joel, please do. I like you so much. I don't want a situation to come up between us.
I don't either, Penny. It's a strange thing, though.
You what?
May I go ahead with what I was about to say? I won't make an issue of it.
Yes, go ahead.
Thanks. I was going to say just this. I don't want anything to come between us because I love you. And yet the very thing that can and may come between us is the fact that I love you. My only wish, my only hope is that someday if I don't stop now, I'll go too far. I've made my point, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
As long as we're just friends, well, more than just friends, but good friends, everything's all right, isn't it?
Joel, I want us to be good friends always. Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm. Well, now that that's said and settled, let's both be happy this wintry afternoon, shall we?
I personally have nothing to be unhappy about, but I am upset about Nora's father.
Oh, being upset about him won't help the situation, Penny. You say Freddie and Nora are out there with him now?
Yes, they drove to the farm some time ago. Freddie said he'd phone me from the store out there as soon as he could. Oh, Joel, I'm awfully anxious to hear if there's any change in Paul's condition. Dr. Ryan saw him this morning, but I haven't been able to get in touch with him all day.
Does that make you feel better? Or are you sure it isn't too much light for you, Daddy?
No, Nora, it's fine. I like looking out at the sky and woods. Strange, I never noticed before, but I never noticed it was possible to see the North Quarter from here.
Mm-hmm. And the pines, too, Daddy. If they lost their needles the way the oaks and the maples lost their leaves, you could see our new house from here.
I was out to see your house the other day, Nora.
You were?
It's a fine house, yes. Just the kind of place I imagined you'd have someday.
You know, it'd be years before Freddie and I could afford a house like that if Barry Carlton hadn't been so generous.
Well, Barry was a fine young man, Nora.
Yes.
It's too bad he had to move on as I am moving on.
Daddy, you're not going to leave us.
Well, it's not for us to say when we leave, my darling. As I've so often heard it said, our days are as grass. We're as the flowers of the field. We flourish, wither, and die. The wind passes over us, and the place knows us no more. Those aren't the exact words, but those are the ideas it expresses. Darling, there's nothing to be sad about when a person dies. A person who dies moves on. Isn't that he ceases to exist?
I know, Daddy, but please stay with us a little while more. We want you. We need you, Freddie and I.
Oh, I'm glad you think you do, but, darling, you don't.
Oh.
I hope I won't have to move on, but let's talk as if I do. It fits the circumstance.
Daddy, you're not.
Darling, I hope I'm not, but for the sake of practicality, let's say I am. I'm not young. I'm not well.
But you're not old.
I shouldn't have mentioned age. God in his wisdom, beyond our understanding, doesn't consider age when he calls his children to their eternal home.
No.
And death, my darling, is not an end, but a beginning. Life as we know it, I mean by that the years we spend on earth, is but a chapter in an endless book.
I know, but I want the chapter long.
Oh, my chapter has been full, darling. How could I ask for more? I have the sweetest daughter a father ever had, a fine young man for a son-in-law. A son-in-law I consider a son.
I want you to see your grandchild.
I want to see my grandchild, too. I hope and pray I will. But if I don't, well, that's God's will. And we must have no objections to his will. You know that, don't you?
Yes, Daddy, I know that. But we want you with us when we have our baby. And we want you to be happy with us and to see us happy.
I'll see you happy, darling, no matter where I am.
I know, but that's not like having you where we can see you and touch you, hear your voice, see your smile.
Smell my pipe?
Uh-huh.
That's my daughter. That's the laugh I like to hear and the wrinkled nose I like to see. That'll be a good sound and a good sight to take with me if I have to go. But God willing, I'll have my wish and your wish and stay with you a little while more.
You know, Penny, I like an open fireplace so much, I think I'd have a fire on the summer's hottest day.
You have one, and I think you'd change your mind.
Yes, I guess I would at that. You know, I've just thought of something.
Of what?
Of a question I'd like to ask you, if I have the courage.
Oh, Joe, please, I thought we...
No, it's not that at all. It's really quite different, quite innocent.
All right, if it's really as innocent as you say.
It's as innocent as the falling snow, which incidentally is just beginning to fall.
Oh, let me see. Oh, it is, isn't it lovely?
Would you like to go out in it?
I like walking in the snow.
Oh, I mean more than that. How would you like to dress up and go out with me this evening?
Oh, I couldn't.
Why not?
Well, I haven't been out for so long.
Oh, but that's all the more reason why you should go out tonight. Come on, Penny, don't even think about it. Just say
no,
yes.
No, Joel, I can't, really.
You don't know how. Yes, it's a very simple word. In fact, there's a theory that it takes less muscular action to say yes than to say no.
You mean I should take the easiest way out?
Definitely. I don't want you to exert yourself. Now, how about a nice, comfortable, relaxing yes?
I have a surprise for you, Joel. I'll say yes.
So Penny has agreed to go out with Dr. Evans. Is this an indication that Joel is more than a friend? And what about Paul Williams? Will he pass away and bring an end to the happiness of young Nora and Freddie Lang? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.